So how does he do this?
How does he communicate his vision?
We may say that the Buddha communicates in four ways, four different ways. First, he communicates by concepts, that is to say, by means of abstract ideas. And this is perhaps the commonest means of communication, especially today. Secondly, he communicates by symbols, communicates in terms of myth, in parables, images, that is to say, figures of speech, metaphors and similes. And these may be, in fact, later on were, pictorially represented. Thirdly, the Buddha communicates by his actions. That is to say, he communicates by his life, if you like, by the lessons of his life, as when, for instance, he tended the sick monk, a very well-known episode, or when he remained unruffled when a mad elephant was released against him, or when, according to another tradition, he simply held up a golden flower and said nothing, just held up that golden flower. Then also he was communicating. Even when he walked simply along the road, he was communicating by the way in which he walked. We mustn't forget that communication is not always verbal. Teaching even is not always verbal. There's a very interesting little anecdote in this connection from the Jewish tradition. It's said that a certain seeker, a certain spiritual seeker, went to see a great rabbi, sometime in the 18th century, apparently. And he was asked afterwards why he had gone. And the questioner apparently expected that he had gone in search of some great truth, some profound teaching, some explanation of the Kabbalah, perhaps. So the spiritual seeker said, "I went to see the rabbi just to see how he tied up his shoelaces." He went just to see that, because from that, from the way in which the rabbi tied up his shoelaces, he could learn quite a lot. Simply by tying up his shoelaces on his old boots, the rabbi, because he was a great rabbi, really communicated. So similarly, one might say, one could go to see how the Buddha wore his robe. Even the way he wore his robe would have a meaning. Even by wearing his robe in a certain fashion, he'd be communicating. And then fourthly, the Buddha communicated by silence, complete silence. No words, not even any action. The Buddha just sits there. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't even do anything. He just simply is. Or perhaps we should say he neither is, nor is not, nor both, nor neither. He communicates by his mere presence, which is, of course, a non-presence, etc., etc. You've also read all those books on Zen, and you can fill in all the gaps. So this sort of communication is very difficult to receive. This silent communication is very difficult to receive, if only because we won't just listen. We have to stop speaking ourselves, stop even thinking ourselves, stop even being ourselves, in a sense, before we can receive that silent communication. So tonight, I'm not going to say anything about the third and the fourth kinds of communication. I'm going to deal with the Buddha's communication of his vision of human existence by means of concepts and by means of symbols. But in both cases, we must remember that what the Buddha sought to communicate was a vision, was a direct experience.